Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, Kimberly sounds so good on that commercial. hi, everybody. This is StarsCast, also known as Natalie, and I have with me the lovely Stars Maya Moon tonight, of course. And we're going to talk again about love, love, love. Are we meant to be together? Well, everybody goes through that. You meet somebody and you start thinking, oh, maybe this is the real deal. Maybe we're meant to be. Maybe it's written in the stars. I don't know. But everybody goes through all of that, and love can be it can be a beautiful thing if it's on both sides, I feel, and then if it's not, it can be horrific for the person who is in love with that person and they're not receiving it back. So it's a pretty emotional state you can get in. But the term meant to be, is it applicable to relationships and or romantic encounters? I can't even talk. And what's the influence on it? What is the guide? How do you know if something is meant to be? I don't know, Christy. You want to start off? I don't know. How do you know it is meant to be? I guess after it becomes a long-term kind of thing? I don't know.
Well, it's a good question. And I know for me, and hi, everyone, this is Maya. And we're always glad to have everyone listening. And, yeah, this is, I like how Natalie said love, love, love. Yeah, love is in the air. And it kind of goes with last week. You know, I mean, it's something that I think a lot of us experience, and I know that clients ask a lot, you know, are we meant to be? And again, it's kind of subjective to say, are we meant to be? I do feel that there is, if you want to call it fate, destiny, karma, I mean, there's some things that I feel on our path. This is just my belief. This doesn't mean that it's right or I'm trying to encompass all spiritual beliefs. But my experience and beliefs have taught me that there are some things that are meant to be, whether they're lessons or they're a person brought into our life or whatever. And so they're going to come into our life, you know, but then you look and you say, okay, well, if it's meant to be, then no matter what choices I make, they should come. And so that opens up a whole new can, because for the most part, my answer would be yes. Somehow, if someone, let's just say you're meant to be with this person, they're a soulmate, they're a life partner, I do feel that eventually you are going to unite with that person. But I think also meant to be, a lot of times we will use that as a way of kind of justifying this connection that we feel. And you're right. You know, although I feel most of the time when we really feel that physical, it's a physical, emotional, and spiritual connection. But literally, like we talked about, you know, last week, love at first sight, that feeling that just really just hits you in the stomach and gets you. I don't think it's that often that one person feels it and the other doesn't. I think most of the time there's a connection between both persons. But you're right. It, on occasion, one person can feel that they're meant to be, and usually meant to be is also, I would say, synonymous with supposed to be, which is very karmic. And we always have to kind of, I feel, balance that and remember that there's free will and choice. So we can't just say, well, no matter what, I'm meant to be with this person or I'm meant to be with this job, so I'm just going to have to go with the sacrifices. But then on the other hand, when we do feel a powerful connection, I do feel that it validates and or justifies that we maybe give a little bit more than what we normally would, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, it does. It does. And like I said, if it's one-sided and you're not, that other person is not feeling it, that could be really hard on the one who does feel that this is meant to be. I can't, from personal experience, I can't really think about a time, oh, maybe when I was really young, but I didn't feel it was meant to be. You know, it was kind of, oh, I'm talking young, like 11, 12, 13, oh, I like this boy, and he seems to like me, smiles, we walk down the hall together. Did I think it was meant to be? No, it wasn't even my vocabulary, to tell you the truth. I was just in school having a good time. But I think when you get older, like maybe in high school, you could meet somebody that the two of you see each other and everything, and you just feel that, oh, this is it. But then something happens, and there is a parting of the ways. The one that I always side with or feel my heart goes out to them is the one who's left with that feeling that, but I love them so much and we were meant to be. What happened? But I think I agree with you. I think both people would have that feeling. I mean, I don't know if we talked about love at first sight. Yes, I believe in that, and so do you. And I think if it's love at first sight, I think it probably goes hand in hand with it's meant to be. But some people misinterpret it's meant to be. Like you said, you can even go with this, like, you know, we talk about relationships, but it could be like a job. Well, I'm supposed to have this, so I'm just going to wait because it's meant to be. It's really tough. That's really an emotional roller coaster for somebody, and my heart really goes out to them. I can't remember being hurt like that because I got married young, and I had some relationships, but when I met my husband, I didn't even think of it that it was meant to be. To tell you the truth, is that strange? I got along with him. His family was wonderful. Of course, they were Italian. I'm Italian, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if I fell into it because it was comfortable of what I was used to or maybe trained to think what I wanted. I don't know. I don't know. What about you? And I have a caller so that you can go ahead and take over, and I'm going to see if this caller wants to contribute tonight.
Okay. Well, I do believe that, like, when it comes to love or my profession, what I do, I've done different things. I've had a lot of traditional jobs, and I felt very compelled, very that this is meant to be. This is what I'm supposed to be. And it hasn't always been an easy journey. It is just like anyone, whether you're an attorney, a receptionist, data entry person, gardener, architect, no matter what, if it's your true calling, you feel the intrinsic feeling, the spiritual connection that this is what you're meant to do, this is your path, this is your purpose. That does not, however, eliminate the challenges and the difficulties. And so I felt that way, and I have felt that with love, that it was meant to be, but also perhaps maturity and then just being a spiritual person and learning. You know, I learn a lot from my clients and from the work that I do and share. I'm glad that people feel that they learn from me and I help them and I assist them. That's an honor to me that I'm able to do that. Let me just check with Natalie to see if she has a caller.
Yes, we do have a caller. His name is Matthew, and he has something to share, and I'm going to connect him right now.
And his name is what?
Matthew.
Matthew, okay.
M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Okay, Matthew, you're live on the air. You have Stars, Maya Moon, and myself. What did you like to...
Okay. I think being meant to be is something that's a part of who you are inside. Because if you have a relationship and you will always think it is meant to be, and some people even question that. some people don't even, like you said, you don't even think about, you wouldn't even think about when you met your husband, was it meant to be? Some people even question that. So I think being you, by people saying it's meant to be, is something how they feel inside, because I might feel different from what the other person feels. And see, in a relationship, you must love each other on the same level. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand. I perfectly understand. Sure, Maya does too, right, Maya?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's very true, Matthew, that it's, you know, it can be based on how we feel and the individuals we are. And also, I think maybe, Matthew, too, what we've had in our past, we might compare what is in the now or in the future. So if we meet someone else, you know, we're comparing, you know, so those are good things to share and good points to make, absolutely.
And sometimes when you're raised in a certain home level, then you will always think it's meant to be. Because if you're raised without a father or a mother, then you never know what to look for as a, you know, as a girlfriend or as a boyfriend. You never know what to look for. So you always think it's meant to be.
That's true. That probably happened to me because I came from an Italian family. So I gravitated when I met somebody who was Italian. It was like a home thing for me. It was like, oh, okay, this is good. This is easy. And maybe I didn't feel, though, that it was meant to be. I just kind of fell into it because it was my home life. It was kind of how I was raised. And not that other people that weren't of a different, you know, ethnic or anything like that, it's just that that's what I was surrounded with. Even the family that kind of raised me, they were Italian too. So, you know, I mean, it would stand to reason that that's where I would go. But meant to be is really, that's really tough to say that. And now I can tell you one thing that I know when there was a reunion for my husband, of course he's passed, but a reunion that I went to. There was a couple there, and they met in high school, and there was a little party like the next night, a bunch of his friends and mates and all that went to, and she was telling us, she said, and she was still married to him, and they were 17 when they got married. Now, my husband was older than I, right? They were together throughout high school, and they married, and they were still together. Now, I guess we could call that meant to be. I don't know, but she felt it was. I remember her saying
I feel like that was just good communication, because you have good communication in any kind of relationship, you automatically gonna think it's meant to be. If you go into a relationship being honest, then it's meant to be. If you go into a relationship and say to yourself, okay, I'm gonna do this different, I'm gonna try so hard to work this out, then you're gonna automatically think it's meant to be. You understand?
Yep. I mean, it's true, but I don't know, Maya, what do you think? I guess this could just be really applied to romantic encounters, right, Maya?
Exactly.
Right. I mean, I think you can apply meant to be, like when you were taking the call, I was saying that my calling or my profession, I would say, is meant to be. But, you know, we could make the argument that it's something that I was led to, and so, you know, kind of what Matthew was saying is that I'm looking at it, I've decided to interpret or define it as meant to be. That's just my interpretation as opposed to being, you know, an actual
choice.
Right. Or to say,
see,
that,
look, you could take my career. I feel it was meant to be. I feel
and
I
see,
was.
That's another thing. I think relationships and what you do in the world is different from being meant to be. You understand? Like if your dream is to become like you a radio host, then you will do that. Then that's meant to be. Because I saw somebody said that I would hate to die and not do what God sent me here to do. You understand what I mean by that?
I also own websites and I have a magazine, so I have a varied kind of career. And if you had listened in before, you'd understand how this all kind of fell into my lap. And I have always felt all 19 years that I've been doing this that it was meant to be. I mean, I can't see myself doing anything different, and I love it so much. I have so much passion for it. So I guess we could say that that was all meant to be, right, Maya?
Oh, yeah, I believe that. I'm sure I believe that.
Yep,
I
think
that.
So. And so we can apply it to what we do in life. And but if we're dissatisfied with what we're doing, well, then that's not meant to be. That then you need to look and see what you see. To me, it's all about what you really want, the passion and what you really want to do. And you can apply
exactly.
that to your relationships, mm-hmm. and you can apply it to any kind of career that you have. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, that was meant to be. But in love, that's tough. You know, like I said, Maya, you know, you can think a relationship was meant to be and say, like, I met somebody and I'm just madly in love with them, and I'm thinking, oh, this is it, and come to find out that they don't reciprocate on their end. Oh, mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, being my age, it would probably be okay. I would say, well, it was meant to be. It was meant to be that we weren't supposed to be together. I mean, so you can interpret it a lot of different ways, but meant to be is something that's solid, you know, that it is going to work, that it's great and all of that. But I don't know. What's your take on it, Maya?
Well, I believe that meant to be doesn't necessarily have to be forever. And I believe that we have more than one soulmate, and that oftentimes, maybe not all the time, but times happen where we meet someone and it was meant to be for, there's a variety of reasons behind that. It was meant to be for us to connect or reconnect with that person and to have a relationship. Maybe there was a child that resulted from that relationship. Maybe there was unfinished business from a past life. Maybe there was a lesson that needed to be learned. Maybe it was a teacher-student relationship. I don't mean literally our teacher and student, but I mean in life lessons. So in that respect, it was meant to be, but meant to be doesn't necessarily indicate that it's forever or a life partner. And where I think a lot of us as humans make mistakes is when we feel something, which I think Matthew was kind of bringing up, is when we feel something so strongly, uncomparable to anything we felt before. And so we kind of take that in and we process that as, well, this is meant to be, it's supposed to be, and we just close off every other door and possibility.
Exactly.
But then, you know, they are not reciprocating, or they are not, you know, they're not feeling it the same. They, you know, maybe it's a choice, maybe it's just a true lack of feeling. And so uh-huh. we have to be careful that we don't use meant to be as a reason to put our lives on hold or to just continually pump up something. You know, it's like a basketball with a hole in it. I mean, you can keep pumping it up, but you're going to be there forever, because as soon as you finally get it pumped up, it's going to start losing air again. So when you find yourself in that kind of a situation, whether it's a personal relationship or a romantic or work or business or whatever, then you have to say, you know, it can't be meant to be continual.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was meant to be in that moment or that week or that month or that year or whatever, but it can't be truly meant to be if one person is doing everything and the other person is very resistant or denying. And a lot of humans, I feel, make the mistake of assuming, well, they're afraid or they don't realize how they feel, and if I give them enough time. And time really, this is what my guides teach. And again, this is just my guides and my teaching. It doesn't mean that it's right, and it doesn't mean it's more powerful than what someone else believes. But they believe that love is irrelevant to, you know, sexual identity and to time, that we can love someone upon first sight, and we can be with someone for 10 years and never have really loved that person in the same way that someone else could love. So, and we're capable, some of us are capable of loving males, females, both, either, or whatever. So time is not, they don't feel that time is relevant to the I mean, it's relevant to the relationship, perhaps, and to how well we can know someone and, you know, form a pattern and define our roles within the relationship. But as far as that spiritual connection, time really has no value. That's how they see it. So what do you think about that, Natalie?
That's true. And I was just thinking when you were talking about, like, a friendship, like I have, Diane tells me, this is my neighbor. She tells me this all the time, all the time. She said, I'm a blessing to her. And she feels that, you know, of course, my husband passed away, and her husband are just wonderful to me. She feels that it was meant to be. She's told me that before. So, see, you can apply it to that, too.
Sometimes I like what you said, because God, I know one thing. God will not only have people in your life that that can be relationship-wise, but people as friends, like you said,
right,
or people as people you meet every day. Because if I know for a fact, if you're praying on something constantly, God is not going to literally come down and reach down and give you what you're praying. He's going to send somebody into your life to answer your prayers. So that can be meant to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying?
Oh, it's true. It's true. It can apply to so many things, right, Maya? I mean, it's unreal when you really start to think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That could be with anything from a friendship to, let me see, somebody you meet at the grocery store, you know? I mean, it could be anything. Somebody, like,
that's
one
true.
Time I was working, I used to work at Piggly Wiggly, and I'm 18 now, so I work constantly. I used to work at Piggly Wiggly, and one time this lady came to me, and she said, now, at the time, I was just thinking about stuff. I don't know what I was thinking about at the time, and this lady just came to me and said, God loves you, out of nowhere. Now, in my mind, I'm saying, okay, I know that, but what does she mean by that? And I was just thinking about how much love God has for you. And I was just thinking about that the exact same time. And she happened to come up to me and say, God loves you. So I think that was meant to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
It sounds like it.
I mean, you know, like I say about Diane, she's, I'm a blessing to her and her husband. They both have said it to me, and not together, that I am the blessing. Because I was brought into their life because they love to help people that love them back, you know. I mean, we've been neighbors for 14 years. We knew each other, but not since my husband passed away. We got to really, you know, we do things together, and if I need something, she gets it for me and all that kind of good stuff. But to hear that from somebody makes me feel really good
that I'm
a blessing to them.
That's just me that you're their personal angel. That's what that means. And I also think that a lot of people get meant to be confused with feelings. Like if you're looking for somebody being meant to be in your life as a relationship, then you'll never find that person because you'll be working so hard on trying to find it that you'll skip right by the next one.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly it. You won't see the forest for the trees. You'll have blinders on and you'll walk right by. That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
And not knowing that person who's really meant to be just walked right past you.
Yeah, I think I said that to somebody a long time ago. I know, maybe it was my goddaughter. You know, she would say to me, she says, well, I don't seem to be meeting people. And I said, you are meeting people, but you're not looking. You're not watching. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, young woman, not a girl, pretty blonde, nice personality, smart. But I told her, I said, you could have blinders on and you're just passing them right by because you're thinking about your work and everything else because she would like to be in a relationship. But I also have told her this. It seems to me that your job, she just got a new job and she loves it, is priority
mm-hmm.
right now. So don't worry so much about bringing somebody in your life because that could really mess
exactly.
things up for you.
Oh, yeah.
So
and then sometimes when you look too hard, you lose confidence in yourself. So, like, if you're saying, like, if you at some point in time, you're going to stop looking because you're going to get tired of looking. And then you're going to look at yourself as an ugly person, not worthy to look. So that really can mess you up if you're looking for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what else do you think about this topic, Maya? Let's kind of, I don't know what else I could add to it, except that I really love talking about love and relationships and meant to be, and but like what I do, I've been doing, and Maya, you were meant to find me and come to Stars, so you see, that's meant to be too. I mean,
yes,
I can find a lot of things that have been meant to be, so, and it's meant to be if it's a nice, good situation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people are in your life, and maybe it's to teach you a lesson about something, to show you what you didn't realize you don't want or you do want. I mean, you know, it can be a lot of things. This is really a very versatile topic that we've got here. What do you think,
Maya?
I
know, I love it.
Yeah, he loves it. I love it, too. It is. I love talking about love last week, of course.
And I'm still in high school, and I'm still learning.
Well, good for you, though. You're learning well, I'm going to tell you that much. Okay, Maya, back to you.
Okay, well, I mean, I do agree that there's a lot of things in life that are meant to be. And when we're talking about trying to find that person that we're meant to be with, the problem with looking too hard is that our tendency then is to overplay the hand, so to speak. You know, my guys are very pro online dating because in this fast-paced technological world, I mean, there's other options, but they're not, that's just their personal, and I support that belief that, you know, if you're safe, online dating is a great way to network. But what they teach is that look at it differently, that the goal, of course, is that hopefully you're going to meet someone that you're quote-unquote meant to be with, and that can be a potential life partner. But rather than interviewing every single person and checking off a list, just be open to making friends and exploring yourself and getting to know, we get to know ourselves much more through other people, through our encounters, especially if we're not, you know, on the hunt, on a mission. You know, if you want to go hunting, learn how to use a rifle, and if it doesn't bother you to slay animals, which, you know, you can duck hunt, you can deer hunt, you can do all that. That's what hunting is. Meeting people should be a light, carefree, enjoyable, pleasurable experience. And it should be something that we do with an open heart, not, you know, a list, and not trying so hard. Because a lot of the feedback that I get, like what you were mentioning, Natalie, about people that are single, and they say, you know, well, I've been single for X amount of time, and their mindset is they want someone and they feel they've been trying. And sometimes you're correct. Sometimes there's something in the way of that career, job, business, school, and that needs to be focused on and finished. And that's what higher power, whether you believe that's God or just creator, goddess, whatever, that is the universe is helping us to get the timing right. But if you are looking for someone and it is meant to be, that person will come along. You don't have to hunt them down, but you still have to remain open. And the more that we are able to be ourselves with people, the better the chances are. You talked about skipping and missing that person, and I believe that often happens. And so sometimes we can have met someone that we're meant to be with, but we're so quick to be judgmental or critical, or we're so quick to, you know, try so hard or be so overboard with how we behave or have expectations. I mean, understandably, we all have certain things that we just can't live with and tolerate. But when you have, you know, a list of 15 things that really, you know, you have to stop and ask yourself, is this really going to matter in a relationship? If, you know, I mean, like small physical idiosyncrasies or, you know, just little things like, say, you know, I mean, if you're, let's say you're 25 and you, one thing for you is you're not interested in children. So it would make sense that someone with children would be someone you wouldn't be interested in. So avoid that. But, I mean, I think meant to be is meant to be. I think if we feel that way and the feeling is reciprocated, then something about that connection and that relationship or that situation is meant to be. But we always have to remember, I feel, this is just how I feel, that free will is always going to override karma, which is grace to a point. So we have to be able to be open that, you know, life can bring us anything, and even though we may not understand it at the time, and it feels meant to be, if again, if it's work and it's just constant anxiety, chaos, you know, we're just exhausted at the end of the day from trying to keep everything, like I used the basketball pumped up, then I don't feel that's meant to be. It may feel like it's meant to be because there's a karmic or there's a spiritual connection, but it's meant to be more maybe of a lesson of learning to let go than it is of hanging on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But I'm sitting here and I'm listening. I'm thinking, my goodness, this can be applied to almost everything in life.
Yes.
And then again, you can't look at everything and say this is meant to be because, well, yeah, it's meant to, even whatever the circumstances, okay, I will use a job. I applied for this job. Well, it was meant to be that I applied for it. Yes. But it doesn't mean you're going to get it. All it means is that a door is open. See, how I do is, and everybody knows that I talk to God every day, and I ask for doors to open. That's all you have to do is show me the way, and you know I'll go barreling through, even though I'm 5'2". I'll go through that door. And I think when you open these doors that come to you, or when we can use them as situations, I call them doors of opportunity, that's what I call them, you have to at least peek in and see, okay, maybe this could be good. It was meant to be that I saw this, and I have a choice. I don't have to go forth. I can slam that door again and, you know, and just go on to the next one. My whole life, well, as I got older and I started into this business, I felt this is where I was meant to be. I was being guided because I didn't seek it. It just kind of fell into my lap. And it's kind of nice to have something like that. I find now for myself, if I have a day that's not so good, something will come my way. A beautiful email from an author that wants to get in the magazine, which is different from Running Stars, and corresponding with a lot of these publicists and stuff. I get really high with it. I mean, I'm like in my mode with it. I'm just so happy. It just brings me to another level. So to me, these little things that are coming my way, it's meant to be to make sure that I don't fall into the trap of being low and down about something. It just lifts me right up, and I forget what I was even thinking about. So a lot of things we could say apply to it's meant to be, not just love. It could be just your daily life. It could be computer problems, Maya. I don't know. Meant to be.
No, that's
well, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want that to be.
That's meant to be.
Yeah, meant to be. Maybe it's meant to be you're supposed to buy a new one. I mean, you could look at it that way, but if you really look at something, like I feel all the 90-some readers that I have, it's not a huge group, but they're so beautiful, and they were all meant to be at Stars. And when I hire them and I bring them on, I have to have this good feeling about them. I don't just say, oh, okay, you're good. Yeah, the reading was okay, you're good. I mean, you know, there has to be something else. I always end up talking to them, even if it's just on Skype, if they're in another country, like, say, for example. But I like to feel that the ones that have stuck around, like you're one of them, Maya. You were with me right from the very beginning. There's other ones. I feel that you're meant to be at Stars. That's it. You're meant to be there, and you're meant to be successful. And so, you know, we can apply it with so many things. I don't know. Romantic encounters, I can't say I'm the expert on it because I haven't had that many in my life. The two relationships that I had before I got married, you know, they were okay. Now, my mother, I dated, kind of dated this Greek man. Oh, my mother didn't like him. She did not like him. And I didn't look at it as a mate. I didn't see myself marrying this guy, you know. I mean, he was nice. He was very, very nice. But then I went to another one who my mother liked, but it wasn't until she met my husband that she adored. That was it. That she probably even said to me, oh, this is meant to be. You are meant to marry this man. Well,
and did that influence you? Not to interrupt you, but how much influence?
I don't know. My put up because I was 19 when I got married, and
yeah,
I met him. It could have, because I didn't have a lot of experience. I was just out of beauty school. As a matter of fact, the Greek gentleman I met through his sister. She was in beauty school. So I really didn't have a lot of experience, you know. But in my mother's eyes, this was meant to be, to marry my husband, because
yeah,
he was,
yeah,
Italian. This is good right there. He got all these bonuses, all these bonus stars around him, just because
right.
he was Italian, you know. But that was then. And now it's completely different. I think people have more chances, and sometimes that's not even good. I don't know. Sometimes you can get really mixed up if you are seeing several and boy, I enjoy being with this one, but I enjoy being with this one. Well, how are you going to know, to me, how are you going to know which is which? How are you going to know what could be?
Maybe none of them.
Maybe none of them, that's right. You're just spending time. You're learning. Actually, you're probably learning what you don't want. See, if I entered a relationship, I know right away what I don't want. I know right away. If I was introduced to somebody and I found out some of their background, not nationality or anything, but I found out their background, and being what I do, I'd know right away if it was going to be something or not. There's no ifs or ands or buts with me. Because I'm older and I can be maybe more picky. I don't know. I think maybe when you're younger, you just want to experience everything. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it's like. I don't know any really young girls.
We grow and we change because I know, like, late relationships, like, let's say 35 and above, many of the factors that make those relationships successful, in addition to perhaps meant to be or as part of an influence or factor of meant to be, is that those two people, had they met 15 years ago when they were in their 20s, the persons that they were at that time, they may have had a physical attraction perhaps, but the lives that they were leading and the people they were at that time, they
exactly.
would not have been compatible. But 15, 20 years later, as they matured, maybe they had children, they went to college, whatever, they had other relationships. I really do believe that relationships, platonic and most especially romantic relationships, teach us so much about ourselves, like you said, about what we don't want and the things that we know we cannot compromise or cut corners on. So a lot of times it's meant to be, people say, well, why did I have to be 40 or 50 or 60 or even 70 before I met this person? Well, I would say that that's meant to be, that had you met that person earlier, there would have been external or internal challenges or obstacles or barriers that would not have allowed you and that person to be together. And we always have to keep harmony in mind. I mean, life is never just puppies and kittens and rainbows. But when a relationship becomes so, so difficult, then it doesn't matter what we think it's meant to be. It's not supposed to be, and it's not going to be. Because when it gets that difficult, then it's time to exit it. And whatever was meant to be was not that. I don't know if you agree with that or not, Natalie.
No, I agree. What you would have, like, say, for example, we'll use my husband because he's not here to argue with me. But anyway, say I would have met him later I probably wouldn't have married him, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that, but then I'm psychic.
I probably would not have. And you see, right now, what if I had to list what I would like? First of all, I would have to be treated really nice.
Wait a minute. Natalie is single. She's giving out her list. So if you're a single male out there,
there you go. All right, here's what I want. No, what I don't want. Well, I would not want to ever be mistreated, ever. And I would not, I don't even think I'd have to marry again, to tell you the truth. I don't think that that's necessary. They would have to have my son's okay, because my son is very close to me. And my son would probably lean over and say, "Mom, no, no, Mom, no." And even my granddaughter, she, no. She would say, you know, being 11, of course, she knows everything right now. But yeah, it's true.
What your parents did when you were younger would be your son and your granddaughter.
Right. Exactly. Oh yeah.
Got him. Okay.
But they would be more apt to see things, and because they've known me, my son has known me all his life, and of course my granddaughter, and they know what I'm like. But I think my son knows, but my granddaughter probably doesn't really know. I said something about, I was teasing her, she was over for a couple of days last week, and I was saying, well, if Graham goes out on a date, and her eyes kind of got big, she didn't say anything, but she kind of looked over at me, and as if to say, well, Graham, you're not going to do that, are you? She didn't say it. But you could see in her eyes what she was thinking. Oh, no, my Graham would not do that. She would not. No. And see, that's another thing, too, is when you get older, or it doesn't even matter how old you are, if you lose a spouse, you know what you don't want again. And when you're older, you have an advantage because you can be picky. You can be picky enough and know by the years previous what you would like to have in your life that would complement your life, not cause a problem. My one thing is the person would have to be spiritual. They would have to understand, I'm kind of giving out all about myself, but that's all about meant to be. So maybe there isn't anybody that's meant to be with me. You know, oftentimes I'll say that, well, okay, you know, I have to be content. Like a lot of ladies, they lose a spouse, or men lose a wife, right? And they're content with being by themselves. But Maya, I have told you before that I don't feel complete.
Right.
I don't feel complete. I feel that for Natalie and who she is and what she is, she needs to feel love and she needs to give love. Some people don't need that. They don't need that, you know. But I do. So I don't know if it's being, it's not really being picky. I shouldn't say that. That doesn't sound really good. There goes all the men that are listening. Oh, she's too picky. I don't want to talk to her. But yeah, that's some of the things, you know. I think you learn a lot when you get older and you can figure out. And not that my husband was super mean to me or anything, but there's a lot of things that if I would have met him later on, I probably wouldn't have married him.
Well, and
because
and
I
all
would see,
fairness and honesty.
I don't know. Maybe I would have.
There's a majority of people that do marry young. I mean, there's always that, like I mentioned, my cousin, my female cousin who met her husband. He was still in high school, and I mentioned it briefly last week. And it was one of those love at first sight, and they've been married. They've gone through all, I mean, not anything really terrible, not like extramarital affairs or, I mean, nothing horrendous, but I mean, they've been through life's ups and downs. They lived in Africa for 5 years. He's an architect, and he helped with bridges or something. But, I mean, if you saw the two of them together, and the funny thing is her mother and father were like that as well. So I don't know if that was – it's interesting, but both the sons have had very different lives. So, I mean, there are people that are high school sweethearts, and you – hear about it, and they're celebrating 50 years together, and so on. But then there's the majority of people that marry young, and things may go well for a while. I have a family member that's dealing with some difficulty right now. They married young, and and things went well for the first several years. But, I mean, we change. We have to think the world is constantly revolving. It's moving. And we as people are constantly evolving and changing. And our roles in the relationship being a separate entity. But what the point that I really wanted to make is that pretty much I believe that everything about our life, what's lacking, what's good, what we needs to be, can all be based in how we feel. I don't believe that it's realistic to say that we're going to be whistling Dixie from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed every single day of our life. But when it comes to something specific like losing a spouse or losing a partner, even in a breakup, which can you know, be like death, maybe not the same, there's those people that I have a friend, she's in her early 70s, and she's been single for probably 10 years. But I would have to say there is not one part of her that has any desire. She's always going places. She has a lot of female friends. But she was married several times. She had bad experiences, and she is happy. She is not alone because no one right has come along. So I think it's all about how we feel. If we
right.
feel that there's something lacking, which I do, you know, think you've shared that with us, Natalie, then it to me it means that it's probably meant to be at some point that someone will get through that barrier, whatever it is they need to do in order to be a part of your life. And I guess we'll just have to see if that happens or not. Or you will.
Right. Well, you know, and it's funny because my goddaughter called me last night, and she's traveling all over the place, you know, and she said, you know, she says, sometimes I think about you and all you've done after high school. I didn't go to college, and how I kind of was led into something that developed into this. And a lady just sent me a message that I knew her back when I worked on America Online, and she said to me, every time I see a post about you or Stars or the magazine, she said, I just feel so good and happy because you've worked so hard. And
oh,
she
wow.
said, look what you've accomplished. Yeah, look what it's been. Probably I've known her 23 years, I bet you. We worked together in Crystal Ball. And she's sending me another one. And she said, She said, you should feel so proud. She said, I'm so proud that I know you, that I can say Natalie did this. It makes me feel really good. It really does. I mean, and she's out of the blue. I haven't talked to her, I bet you, in a few years. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's really
definitely, mine is definitely meant to be what I'm doing. It's definitely meant to be. You and I probably figured we were together in another life, maybe sisters, because you and I, Candy is another one. Her and I talk about that. You know, she kind of looks to me like a mom, you know, and that's cool. I don't mind that. I can mother everybody, you know. But sometimes people are happy and content with just having girlfriends and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right for me, but I always kind of let God handle it. You know, whatever, you know, because it's later in life for me, and I just don't really worry about it. Well, I worry. I don't worry about it. I mean, I don't lose sleep over it. I do feel badly about it because I feel like I've been cheated out of a lot of beautiful years, but oh well, this is what happens, you know. I mean, I don't know. So I don't know. It's just I'm really happy with what I'm doing, and I'm really fortunate that I'm just not sitting at home eating bonbons and watching TV. You know, and my neighbors next door called me because they wanted to have a couple of pieces of, my son does porcelain floors and regular stone, and I had some pieces they wanted to put under the barbecue. And her husband said to me, now, you know, when you see us out here and we're barbecuing or we're sitting by the fire pit or something, he says, you just kind of mosey on out here. You are welcome out here anytime. I mean, talk about having a godsend couple beside me. It's unreal.
Right.
And she said, now, Wednesday or Thursday, we're going out. You want to go to Savannah? Because, you know, we're about, oh, maybe not quite 20 minutes from Savannah. That's historic, Savannah. And she said, you want to go there? Wherever you want to go, we'll go Wednesday or Thursday. And she'll say to me, you call me if you need to go out and get something. Because, you know, everybody, well, most people know I don't have a car. So I really haven't missed a beat. I mean, I can actually call her and say, oh, hey, Diane, can you take me here? Sure. What time you want to go? She never, ever hesitates because, remember, I'm a blessing to them. They feel they are doing God's work by helping me. So I am, you know, if you count what you have and all of that, and I do that, and I have, like, my I can call and say, oh, well, yes, this is going on. What do you think? And all of that. I'm so lucky, you know. I really am blessed. I have to keep telling myself that. And, you know, you're healthy, so that's meant to be. And you think about that, too, Maya. You can consider that. What about people who get seriously ill and they say, well, it was meant to be? How would you answer them? That's a good one, isn't it?
Well, I would say, I mean, I guess it depends on how you define seriously ill, but I would say that there are some cases where your illness is part of how you came to be to do what you do. People that work from home, a lot of people, a lot, you would be surprised how many people that are in the spiritual profession, whether they're tarot card readers, or they use spirit guides or cardamacy, which is Nancy, which is tarot reading, whatever tools they may use, they're in the spiritual profession in some way guiding or healing others. You'd be surprised how many of those people suffer from a variety of illnesses that make it difficult, if not impossible, for them to work more traditional jobs. And sometimes it's anxiety, OCD, those types of disorders, and sometimes it's physical limitations and disabilities like MS, RA, lupus, I mean, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. And so my feeling is that there is something meant to be about that, and we don't always understand it. You know, in the spiritual profession, we may be able to say, well, it makes sense. I don't know that I like this trade-off, but it makes sense because chances are I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have, you know, if I wasn't kind of stuck at home, and so it kind of led me, and my heart was always leading me there. So I didn't think that I would be able to be successful and do this way. But, you know, people that, like, have, you know, more, let's go with the more serious cancer, I mean, I don't think that we always get to know the answer here in this world. I think there's always a meant to be, there's always an answer, there's always a reason and a purpose. But sometimes our job is just to accept and have faith in that idea and that belief that there is a reason, even if we're not there to see it. Just like people that hurt us, and we want so badly to know that they were hurt. And we feel like if we could just get revenge, or we could just know that their lives are destroyed and they're never going to be happy, that'll make a difference. I know it feels that way in our pride, but the truth is it really doesn't matter when it comes down to it. And we don't always get the closure we need. And I believe that that's meant to be, but we don't always get to know why it's meant to be, how it's meant to be, and what the meant to be, where it goes, where it begins, and where it ends, I guess I would say.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. I have a girlfriend who's ill, and she'll call, you know, maybe I'm not having a really good day, feeling sorry for myself, I guess, whatever it is, and she'll call, and it's like God has sent me a little reminder. Now, shake it off here, Nat. Look at what you have, and look at what she doesn't have. And I relate to Jesus. It's like they're shaking me. Remember, look what you have, look what you have. And yeah. I do appreciate all that, and you and I talk about that a lot. But she calls at the right time. It's really strange. And she's doing very well, I'm happy to say. But she still calls at the right time. It's really funny. And even my goddaughter, she'll send me a text and say, I love you. And it always makes me smile. And, you know, and that's another thing. These people that feel close to me and are close to me from everywhere. They're all over the place. Like this lady here that I worked with in something called Crystal Ball. And she said, I'm just so proud of you. Look at what you've done. Well, see, to me, I'm not done. I mean, to me, I have more I want to do here. I don't look at it as a success story. Isn't that strange? I don't know why. But it took me where I meant to be. I was meant to be here, meant to be doing what I'm doing and the radio. And, you know, I didn't really want to do the radio because I thought, oh, my God, I gotta do this for an hour. But Maya knows, like her and I, we can talk for hours. It doesn't even have to be an hour. We can spend lots of time. But, right. You know, I think you have to look at life like that things are meant to be the way they are. And maybe there's a little lesson, and it doesn't have to be a bad lesson. It could be something really beautiful to show you, maybe to point out what you do have. Maybe you're not appreciating it enough. What?
I just said yes, absolutely. I agree. And I think that journaling is good because, and if we're not journaling, if you look back over your life, you can, you know, we all tend to remember, it's just like reviews. People, I think, are more apt to write negative reviews than positive reviews. That's just the nature of the beast, so to speak. But if
right,
you look back
right.
over your life and you examine, for example, some of the negative things or the challenges that you went through, you can follow a path if you follow it long enough. I mean, it takes time to get there, but you should be able to look back and see that something was gained. And then again, on occasion, we have to remember that light or that understanding is just not ours yet. It doesn't mean that it's non-existent. It just means it hasn't been given to us. So taking things as meant to be can be an important way of coping and a positive way of affirming our spiritual connection with our higher power, whatever we recognize in the collective, which is all of us, and can keep us going and participating and engaging in life and moving forward, whether we're overcoming adversity in work, business, love, relationships, meeting people, getting over relationships, and everything else. And then the only other thing I would say is that just keep in mind to, you know, balance that out with how you feel and to, you know, meant to be has substance to it. And there's signs and symbols that should help to remind you. Meant to be is not something we blindly cling to and hope that, I mean, if you were lost at sea, and you had no other choice, you might do that. But we're not lost at sea. And
no,
we have other
not.
Choices. So to cling to something and just hold on and close your eyes and say, gosh, I hope this takes me to some beautiful island, that's not meant to be.
Right. Exactly. So, exactly. So you can put out what you'd like to have and your dreams. Oh, well, 90 seconds. Oh, goodness gracious, here. We don't have much time. We're almost ready to go here, so I guess we have to do our closing. Anyways,
well, that was
of course.
Pretty much my closing, so.
Pardon me?
I said that was pretty much my closing, so you go ahead.
Okay, well, awesome. Well, of course, we'll be here next week, Monday, same time, same station. We'll have another great topic, and I hope everybody will come and listen. You can also listen to the broadcast after. You can access it from Blog Talk Radio. /StarsCast or from the site at StarsWithAZPsychics.com. Thank you, Candy. You're wonderful. I love you. I love you, Maya. And, she says here, I'd like to say thanks for all you girls do and for bringing us these interesting topics each week. Well, it's Maya that does it. She's the brains behind it all. Aren't you, Maya?
Creative director.
Yes, my creative director, yes. And so I'll tell her, okay, when are you going to create the next topic is what I do to her.
Yeah.
Anyways, have a good evening. What?
I said you direct me to create.
There you go. See, we have two important jobs. And Candy handles the room, and she's wonderful in Facebook. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.